Mexico may request jailed cartel kingpin El Mayo be released by U.S. by Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 23, 2025. Mexican President Sheinbaum revealed that her government is studying a letter sent by jailed drug lord Ismael El Mayo Zambada asking for help as he faces a possible life sentence and even the death penalty for his crimes as one of the supreme leaders of the Sinaloa cartel. The letter comes just days after Sheinbaum filed a series of proposed changes to the country's constitution that would impair foreign investigations and actions against drug cartels, even though the U.S. government formally designated the Sinaloa cartel and five other Mexican cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, FTO. On Friday, President Sheinbaum said that her staff was analyzing a letter Zambada and his attorney sent to the Mexican consulate in New York City, where he requested that Mexico's government help get him repatriated. The drug lord's claims he was not arrested but kidnapped and is facing capital punishment. In his letter, the famed kingpin contended that the methods used in his arrest were dangerous to international relations since the same could be done to anyone, including politicians. During her news conference, Sheinbaum said that her government was concerned about not who made the request but how his detention took place. The letter further muddies Mexico's image since, as Breitbart Texas reported this week, Sheinbaum filed a series of proposed changes to the country's constitution that would impair foreign investigations and actions inside the country unless the government authorized them. The proposed changes would add criminal penalties to foreigners and Mexican nationals participating in those actions and investigations. The filed changes come soon after the U.S. government formally designated the Sinaloa cartel, Cartel Jalisco New Generation, Los Zetas, CDN, the Gulf Cartel, La Familia Michoacana, and Guerreros Unidos as FTOs. As Breitbart Texas reported, the arrest of Zambada took place when he was lured to a meeting by his godson Joaquin Guzman Lopez, only to be kidnapped and placed on a U.S.-bound plane into the waiting hands of federal agents. In the aftermath of the arrest, Mexico started a treason investigation over the drug lord's kidnapping and arrest. The arrest set off a fierce turf war as Zambada's son and his allies have been fighting against the Guzman Lopez brothers and their allies, who are known as Los Chapitos. The group got its name from being led by the four sons of jailed kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera, who is currently in a U.S. prison serving a life term. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with the Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.